What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a national certified therapist. And you're listening to episode 84. And I'm really interested in this question. Is it a question that someone submitted via video? I have a video question. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, I would encourage you to hop on over to the Facebook page and see this video. It's kind of cool. I have a new feature on Facebook. Facebook Live on the Mental Health Today Show. But I want to get into it. The episode is, does faith play a role in mental health? And we're going to listen to that and watch it. Well, you're going to listen or watch. As I said, this is live in a minute. Coming up. And welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. So glad that you're here with me today. If you're listening for the first time or watching for the first time, hey, I really appreciate you. I appreciate you being a part of the audience. I want you to be a part of a movement. And that movement is, let's together join forces to end the stigma of mental illness. And how do we do that? It seems like such a big thing, right, to do. But we all can play a role. One is that you can tell your story. If you struggle with anxiety or depression, you can tell your story to others. Two, if you're listening to this on a podcast, if you can share this episode or the podcast with other friends. Or if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can certainly share it to other people and your friends and family and other people on Facebook. So every share, every opportunity that we have to share with others, we're doing our part to help end that stigma of mental illness. So I am so happy that you're here. If you're watching this on Facebook Live, thank you. Thanks for joining me tonight. If you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, thank you for listening to this. So just so you know, I am trying out some new things today. I love gadgets. I love trying new things. This is live, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. So I would appreciate your patience here. But I do want to get into it. And I do. And this is my very first episode that I'm going to share. I'm going to play something that I recorded. And I actually have on my... I'm trying to explain my setup here. I'm in my studio. I have my laptop. And then what you can't see if you're watching this, I have an audio mixer. And then I have my iPad. And on my iPad, I have what's called iJingles. And iJingles is basically a place where you can store audio files and play them through an audio mixer. And that's what I'm doing. That's all the music that you're listening and hearing is coming through my iPad, through an audio mixer, and onto the recording device. So I want to play for you. I'm just kind of pumped because this is the first episode that I've done this. I want to play for you just a little ad that I made. I'm kind of proud of it because it's kind of fun. I'm just a geek when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I want to play it for you right now.
How would you like to be a producer of this show? I mean it. I'm calling all the individuals who are my backers, monthly backers on my Patreon page. I'm calling them producers. I call them producers because you have some input on the show and the direction we go on the show and the topics that we talk about. We're needing individuals to join us in this mission of helping to end the stigma of mental illness one show at a time, and we need your help. If you're interested, go to thementalhealthtodayshow.com and read about how you can be a producer of the show on our Patreon page. Again, it's thementalhealthtodayshow.com.
There it is. All right, that was my very first little segment. So I get excited over little things. So I'm really pumped about that because I want, sometimes there are people who want to, they ask, what can I do? How can I do more to support the show? And that's how you can do it. You can just go to thementalhealthtodayshow.com and you can learn about how you can be a supporter of the show. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Okay, so let's get into this, this segment. And I want to play for you a video that was submitted to me via Facebook Messenger. And so this is how you, if you're watching or listening to this and you're wanting to submit a question yourself for the show, it may or may not make the show, but if it makes the show, I will play it on an episode, and then I'll form the whole episode around those that question, and I might, if I get several questions. But the best way to do or to get that video to me is to go on a Facebook Messenger on the Mental Health Today show, and you can submit it just like that. And I'm going to play this video. That's exactly how this video was played. So let me get this set up here, and we will listen to this question from Ashley.
Hi, guys. My question for you is, do you believe that God can heal the mind and mental illness today? What are your thoughts? I'd like to hear from you. Thank you.
All right. All right. So the question was, do I believe that God can heal mental illness? Because this is kind of a hot topic. A lot of people can be on one side or the other. Some people will say, well, absolutely not. God can't heal. God, there's no such thing as God. And then there's a whole group of people who believe absolutely, absolutely God can heal. And so the question was directed to me, and I'm not afraid or ashamed to talk about my faith. Now, as I talk about my faith, at the same time, I'm not judging you. If you're thinking, well, I don't believe in God, then that's okay. We will disagree. So I'm not here judging you. But I'm going to tell you what I believe from my own faith and what my foundation of what I believe as a therapist. And I do absolutely believe that God can heal. Absolutely. And the question of this episode is, does faith play a role in mental health? And I believe that absolutely. Absolutely. And the question that I get would follow up with that would be, well, that's easy for you to say that God can heal a mental illness, but I'm living with a mental illness right now, and I pray every single day, and God doesn't take it away. And maybe you have that faith, and maybe you were at one time really strong in your faith, but now you're getting weaker and weaker. Because the more you pray that God would take away the pain, it just doesn't happen. And you wake up and you go to bed and you're struggling and you're wondering, God, if you loved me, why don't you take this pain away from me? If you really loved me like the Bible says, then why am I suffering the way that I am? Well, I think that's a legitimate question or a legitimate thought. But I want to encourage you and I want to help you and maybe inspire you a little bit. And that is, sometimes God allows us to go through struggles in our faith because he loves us dearly. You know, the Bible talks about cast all of your anxiety on him. So we probably, most people, a lot of people probably know that. They've heard that at some point in their lives, that cast all your anxiety on God. But what they may not realize, the rest of that verse, it doesn't say, cast all of your anxiety on God and he will take it away instantly. It doesn't say that. What it does say, cast all of your anxiety on God because he cares for you. He cares for you. You might be thinking the opposite. God hates me. God doesn't love me. Where is God? I have anxiety. I have depression. I have bipolar. I have schizophrenia. I'm struggling. And I pray. And then people make fun of me. People talk down to me. I can't go to work. I can't go to school. And I pray. And it's still there. It's just as bad, if not worse. You've probably been there. But I believe that God has a reason. I don't know what that reason is. I don't know the mind of God. But I do believe that he cares for you and he wants you to trust him. And it's hard to trust him, isn't it? So I see on Facebook, we have Shady and Sarah and Stacy and Kim and Jillian, right? And so many others who just want to feel better. And maybe some days you do and other days you don't. And some days it's a great day and some days it's a bad day. And it's like, well, God, just take it away. Just make my day, my life better.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
But for whatever reason, God has that cross for you to bear today. I don't know why. But I do believe that we all have things that we go through. We all struggle. Some people struggle more than others. And I wish that wasn't the case, but it is. But it doesn't mean that God loves the other person more because they're not struggling like you are. It just means that God has a certain journey for you. I don't know what that is. I don't know how long this pain and suffering is going to be for you. I don't know. But I do believe that God will never leave you and he will never forsake you. I believe that as a therapist. Now, when I see clients in my office and they come to my office and they might say, okay, I know you're this Christian and I don't mean to offend you, but I don't really want to bring God into it. And that's okay. I'm not there to make them feel bad. I'm not there to preach at them. But when I have a client that comes in and they're suffering and they're at the at the worst part of their life, and they're saying, I know you believe in God. I need you to talk about God in our sessions, and I am more than happy to do that. But what I don't do is say, just read this verse, pray this prayer, and you'll be healed. You might be, but I can't guarantee it. The only thing that I can guarantee that God loves you and cares about you and wants you to have a relationship with him, even in the midst of your pain, even in the midst of the most hard times of your life, when you're tempted to say, no, God, you don't care about me, then I'm not going to care about you. Even in those times, God wants you to trust. Even in the days where you can't even get out of bed. Even the times when you might have to say, God, I believe. Help me in my unbelief. That is, I believe in you, but my part of me doesn't believe in you. I believe in God, but I don't really believe I'm going to get better. You may have been there. That might be a part of your story right now. There might be times where you go to church and you look around and you feel like you're the only one that suffers. Or you may not be able to go to church because your anxiety is so high. A few months ago, I had someone come up to me. He was actually a former client. And he came up to me and said, you know, John, I feel bad because I don't go to church. I haven't been to church in weeks or months. It's not because I don't want to go to church. It's because I can't, because my anxiety is so high. I just can't go. And he felt like there was something wrong with him. He said that he just feels like he's not a very good Christian because he can't go to church because of anxiety, or his depression is too bad. Does that mean there's something wrong with him? No. It means he's struggling. And there are millions of people who struggle just like that. They struggle, the internal tension of, I trust God, I love God, but I'm suffering. I don't know if I trust God, right? It goes back and forth. But your faith does play a role in your mental health. It does. You trust. You have to trust God, even in the darkest days, even when you're on the floor and you're weeping. You have to trust. You know, prayer is one of the most powerful things that you can do for your mental health. The Bible talks about prayer as like meditation. A meditation on God's word or meditation on prayer is very good for your mental health. God designed it that way. I've also heard from people who have gone to various churches and they felt judged. They felt judged by their leadership of the church. They felt judged by the people that go to church. And maybe they missed several weeks because of their anxiety or depression or some other mental health issue. And they felt judged. And the worst is when pastors try to make them feel better by saying, well, you just need to pray more and you'll be fine. Or better yet, you know how it goes. Sunday mornings, they come up to you and say, well, how are you today? The famous line, right? The famous line. And what almost automatically comes out of our mouths is, fine. I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you? Almost as a way of avoiding the real issue. We don't always want to talk about our struggle. And sadly, we don't want to talk about our struggle in church because we're afraid of being judged, right? But it's the one place that I believe that we need to feel the most safe. And if you're a pastor or a leader in the church, I want you to hear this as well. You need to realize that there are probably more people in your congregation that are suffering from a mental illness of some form than are not. And I believe pastors need to talk more about mental health from the pulpit. I do. Pastors and leaders need to learn all that they can, as best as they can, because people are hurting. And some of you are listening to this, you have been hurt. Some of you have been so hurt and wounded by your pastor that you may have left that church, or maybe worse yet, quit going to church altogether because of being judged. And I don't know why that is, why that happens, but it does. And I want to encourage you that if that's happened to you, I want to encourage you, maybe go to that pastor, go to that person, and tell them how much it hurt you. It takes boldness. Remember at the very beginning of this episode, I said one of the best ways that we can do to help end the stigma of mental illness is to share our story. Sometimes it's hard and scary to share our story, but I want to encourage you to do that. You can do it. Can God heal? Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe that. Should you ever give up praying for God to heal you? No. No. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up hoping and praying that one day it's going to get better. You got to hang on to that hope. You got to keep going forward and having that courage that you're facing your day, even in the midst of your fear, even if that anxiety that one day may never come. You have to fight those inner thoughts, those negative thoughts. I'm sure you've had them. I'm never going to get better. I'm always going to be this way. You got to fight against that. And trust and say, God, I don't know why you're not taking this pain away from me, but I'm going to get up tomorrow. And I'm going to get up the next day. I'm going to trust. Now, what do? If you don't trust, you start to hate and turn away and push everybody away, including God. Well, I don't know your situation, but I just want to gently encourage you that God's not going anywhere. Just remember, last weekend we celebrated Easter. He died for you, died for me. And you suffering in that pain that you're suffering in, you're taking part in the suffering that Christ suffered. So in a way, it's worship. And when you pray or read scripture, even in that darkest point of your lives, even if you could do that, if you are able to do that, that is worship. And God is honored by that. I want to encourage you to continue and don't give up. Don't give up. Keep moving forward. Keep trusting. Now, this is not at all meant to make you feel bad if you're not keeping up. It's just to encourage you to don't give up. Find scripture that encourages you. Find other Christians who can encourage you. You can't do this alone. So I just want to help you to realize that there are so many Christians right now, so many people in the faith who are struggling and who have had the same thoughts that you have had. But don't give up. And I hope this has been encouraging to you. I really do. And kind of a serious subject. It is. We've got to treat it serious, but we also have to be able to smile, right? I always say we need to smile more. In fact, some of you are watching or listening right now know that I talk about the Big Five. So I've got a little spot about the Big Five here, because I want to talk about that in a second coming up.
John's Big Five.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Big Five. So here's what I want you to work on when I talk about the Big Five. So what are the Big Five? Number one is I want you to eat healthy. Don't eat junk food all the time. Start incorporating healthy foods in your life. Vegetables, fruits, less of the empty carbs. Two would be get enough sleep. Are you sleeping enough? Three is drinking plenty of water. Drink water. Stay hydrated. Four, exercise. Try to exercise, even going for a walk for 30 minutes a day. Try to get out there. And then the fifth one is smile. Smile more. Now, you might be wondering, what do you mean smile more? I don't feel like smiling. Well, it is proven that when you smile, it actually creates in your brain happy thoughts, right? It creates those endorphins, and it makes you smile. The muscles in your mouth when you smile creates the right amount of endorphins. Now, is it going to make you feel better instantly? No, but it's a lifestyle. The Big Five is a lifestyle. Wow. Okay, so this is a great topic. Ashley, thank you for submitting it. Again, if you are interested in submitting a video topic, I would love to do that. I like doing the video topics or questions. You want to go to the Mental Health Today Show on Facebook and just type in the Mental Health Today Show. And then message me your video question. So you just use your Messenger app and then go with it right within your Messenger app. You can find the Mental Health Today Show and send me the video. That'd be great. Now, I can't guarantee I'm going to show everybody's, but it certainly will help me in future topics as well. So this has been great. I really enjoyed being able to answer this question from Ashley. I think it's a great topic. I think so many people need to hear this topic. I would love for you to share this out to as many people as you can think of, because I think this is going to be helpful for them, because so many are struggling in their faith right now because of a mental illness. So I got to play this 9-second spot. Here we go.
Visit TheMentalHealthTodayShow.com and read about how you can be a supporter of the show. That's TheMentalHealthTodayShow.com.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. And I hope you have a great day or evening, whatever time it is for you. And we'll talk to you again next time. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.